Hello, everyone, and welcome to Now Spinning, the official podcast of the Lansing Community College Vinyl Record Club. We meet twice a month to listen to vinyl and talk about music. Stay tuned to learn about how you can get in touch with us and attend our meetings. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another wonderful episode of the Now Spinning podcast. I'm Simon Medina, and in the room with me today I have...
Jacob Zokvik.
And Iris Marisi.
Welcome back. It's been a little bit since you've been on one of these.
It has. You know, it took me a while to get back from the jungle that you left me in.
Oh, man.
And, you know, I faced a lot of trials and tribulations to get here, but I'm happy to be here now.
And we'll just have to try better next time. Today's topic, we have something that I've been thinking about doing for a while now, but I think this is just about as good a time as any to try it out. We're going to be taking a trip back into the depths of memory lane to the first ever recorded Playlist Record Club meeting, which was on September the 22nd of 2022. And we're going to take a look at what was played and compare it to what kind of stuff gets played now and really just see what's changed, what's stayed the same. We're going to hop right into it. Starting off the meeting, this was my fault. There's the first three songs off of George Harrison's 1970 album, All Things Must Pass. This was me. I got there a little bit before the meeting started because I think it was because I was told it was starting a half hour earlier than it actually was. So I showed up a half hour early and I just loitered for half an hour. But I played the first three songs off this, which is I'd Have You Anytime, My Sweet Lord, and Wah Wah, which are, I mean, I love all three of these songs. I love this album.
I think My Sweet Lord probably, I mean, in most people's top five of George Harrison songs. A classic, a well-liked song.
I'd put that in my top five. I think this whole album, honestly, it's a whole double album worth of stuff. And it's really, I think I've said it at least one time before, but I think this album is really just George Harrison making a big point of telling everybody else in the Beatles how much that they ignored him because he has a whole double album worth of really incredible music that he was just holding on to for all these years, and he's just dropped it all at one time out of spite. Mm-hmm. And
could you imagine just sitting there in the studio watching the Lennon-McCartney machine chug along? Excuse me, guys. I've got one here. My friend Eric helped me write this. It would be intimidating. I do get it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but especially, you know, as the later years went on, and as George Harrison became a songwriter that's just as good as Lennon or McCartney, mm-hmm. and he's still being treated like he's a little kid. You get two songs on the album if you're lucky.
Rough,
you know. So this was really just his big triumphant statement, like, you guys were missing out. I could have been doing this the whole time, and he did.
Inspirational.
Yeah. Nice. Nailed it.
Beautiful
album. So after that, somebody played Come Dancing by the Kinks. I'm not sure who played this one.
I think it was Tyler.
Okay, yeah. It's a really good one. This is one of my favorite Kinks songs. So the Kinks are, like, really huge in the development of, like, heavier rock sounds. Mm-hmm. You know, back in the 60s, you know, You Really Got Me, Lola, those kind of songs really chugged hard for what was happening at the time.
Right.
Had a lot of energy to them. And this song is not like that. This is just, like, a really nice, good-sounding song. It's very nostalgic. And I think it can easily get missed when people are kind of focusing on what the Kinks were all about. But I highly recommend it. It's definitely one of my favorites.
It'll get stuck in your head very quickly. Listen to this at your own peril.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Especially that melody line.
I don't know what instrument that is, but it's...
I have no idea. Presumably, it's an organ. I don't know. But, yeah, so right after that is a song that I did play. I'm pretty sure, and that is Spirit in the Sky by Norman Greenbaum. All-time classic. Love that guitar sound. I can't remember exactly how he made it. It was some combination of, like, reverb and a fuzz pedal, but that just, like, really stanky, hard guitar sound in the beginning, and it really kind of sets a psychedelic kind of sounding tone, even though the song in its entirety really isn't that. But it's one of my all-time favorites. I love that one.
Yeah, I would also agree that's a good song. And again, like a fun fact about this song, I'm pretty sure that anybody, I feel like a lot of people know this already, but was it Norman Greenbaum? This song is a very like Christian song. It's about,
well, it's not, being a, it's, I guess, not got Christian explicitly themes. Christian, but he does say that Jesus is his friend.
Yeah.
Which is funny because Simon was going to.
Well, actually, it's because it's a Christian song, but Norman Greenbaum is Jewish, which I always thought was kind of a little entertaining. But yeah,
nobody realized until years later,
no.
And they went, wait a minute.
No, it took him a while.
Wait a minute. But that's cool, you know. I as I recall, he has spoken about this in the past, and he's basically just like, yeah, I like the vibes of like the good-natured message, and I think that's really clearly kind of the point of the song,
right?
The, you know what I mean, the lack of worry that can come from faithful experiences,
right? That's very true.
Yeah, and you followed that up with Skyline from the same album. I would like to say this was 2022. This was pre me joining the club. It is so weird to see like songs from the same album played back to back,
because
we don't like have enough time to do that anymore.
There's a bunch of those on here. Yeah. We're coming up to some more. But yeah, that's a really important point about how the club has changed over time.
Changed and grown, yeah.
We used to have less members. Mm-hmm. And like I remember like one of the first meetings, we played a whole side of an album,
right?
Just because we had time, you know, there's only like four people there, and now we really focus on everybody getting a turn, and that for the most part goes really well. We never get any kind of complaints, and it is cool because we get a whole lot of variety. We will occasionally let one song play after another. Put two songs from two different albums that are related to each other.
Right.
We do that intentionally a lot. But just putting it on and letting it run doesn't happen very often.
Mm-hmm.
In our summer meetings is pretty much the only time that we still do that.
Well, technically, sometimes we play a whole album side if it's like one song at the summer meetings, like those jazz things. But
yeah. Well, the last meeting we played Kraftwerk.
Autobahn.
Yeah. And that 22 and a half minutes long, something like that.
It was wonderful. Every minute of it was wonderful.
I love it. That's one of my all-time favorites.
But yeah, speaking of the three-song run here, we have I think it's an artist called Brainiac. I'm not sure if it's a band.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an interesting one. This was, I think these are the first, like, real, like, punk songs that got played at one of these meetings, which has obviously become, like, a fixture. Every single record club meeting, I feel like you'll have at least one, like, big punk song in there.
Which not is
big,
awesome. But, like, a big,
I think
by
these
way.
Were
yeah.
played by Luke, who
yes.
always brings in obscure punk, and it did kind of become a game for a while where everybody would bring in their, like, what's the weirdest punk I can have? What's the nastiest, grossest sounding punk I can find?
You're like, which is the best?
Where's the noise rock punk? You know what I mean? Where's the harsh noise?
I put a microphone in a blender and we put it on an album.
Yeah. And I personally love that. I think it gives the record club a lot of character.
Yes,
and,
it does.
And it pulls some of the pressure away. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because there's a lot of people that are like, well, I don't want to play something that nobody's gonna like, and then sometimes somebody plays something like, I want to play something that nobody's gonna like, you know what I mean? And it like I said, it pulls some of the pressure and it lets everybody kind of breathe and have fun.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And again, it also adds to the little bit of the whiplash when you're listening to these playlists. Like sometimes it'll be like a really like beautiful mellow ballad song, and then all of a sudden it'll just hit with just like I said, microphone and a blender.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. I love it every time.
We've done this intentionally before, but we have a couple times followed a death metal song with a piece by like Beethoven.
Mm-hmm.
And that is jarring and funny, but also I do think is kind of useful in that it like helps highlight how music, even in genres that can seem extremely different, is really quite similar.
I feel like it kind of helps you pay attention too, because like sometimes it can be kind of easy if things are too samey to just let it be in the background. And like nothing wrong with that here, obviously.
Mm.
But it at least makes me pay more attention to what's going on.
Well, and especially, you know, like in the playlist, sure, that's a something that you can expect. But in the meeting itself, like in the day, you know, in the meetings, we don't just like sit and listen to music. We often have conversations. We always have conversations,
right.
Really.
Yeah.
It can be a lot of fun when you put something on, everybody's talking, the song starts and everybody turns their heads to see like, what on earth did you just bring upon us.
Exactly. That's magical every time. Mm-hmm. Passing through that, we have another song that's, again, this became a trend. It's a The People Who Grin Themselves to Death by the House Martins, and that's I believe it's an English jangle pop group, and this was Steve brought this one, I remember, and he's brought in a lot of songs from this genre, and I have not heard a single one where I think, oh, that's bad. It's always always wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's all that like kind of late 80s punk inspired alternative stuff where it's like a lot of it's really fun. It's not super serious, and it's a good vibe. You know what I mean? I think of like he's brought in the Buzzcocks before and stuff like that, where it's just like this is just fun. Just having a good time.
Having a good time.
I love that.
Good song. I'd have to go back and check this album out. Sometimes I go back through these when I'm bored and I just see, like, I'll listen to them and I'll find, like, a song that I completely, like, burned out of my memory and I hear it. I'm like, holy crap, this is beautiful. Or, like, I'm listening to an album, like, without any relation to this and I'll see, I added a song to a playlist already and I'll look and it said that like somebody played this at a record club meeting a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've done that before where it'll be in either my Shazammed songs or my liked songs playlists where I'll be like, oh, this is great. I wonder where I pulled this from. And then I'll search it. And yeah, it's already in another playlist.
It's always record club.
And it's usually record club.
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of that in general, the stuff people bring in, I feel like this is the next artist was kind of something that also sort of set a trend. It's like, was this Jeff the Brotherhood? That's like a garage rock. And I think this was Adam.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Yeah.
But yeah,
friend of the show.
He does play a lot of stuff like that.
Friend of the show.
A long time ago now.
Yeah. Fun song. I like this song, actually. I was listening to it earlier.
And I do think it's important to get some of the, you know, country and twangy stuff in.
Yeah.
Because it's a genre that's very easily missed just because it is often put in different sections in record stores and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And this can happen even with like the folk music and stuff where people don't go through those bins at the record stores and then you just don't get that secondhand stuff coming into meetings.
Right.
And it's cool to we just have such a variety. Like we play so many different things and I just love that.
Absolutely. And like to touch on the country thing a little bit. Also, I feel like a lot of people will like just hear country music as like a term and they'll be like, ew, because they just, it's the radio stuff.
It has a bad reputation. Yeah. And a modern pop country really rubs a lot of people the wrong way. I personally don't enjoy many of the songs. There's a couple that I do go like, yeah, okay, that's a good one. We can vibe to that. But I get where people can be really turned off. Especially, like you said, by what's played on the radio. But I think that happens with Top 40 Pop as well.
Very true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then every once in a while, somebody brings in Sabrina Carpenter into the meeting, and you're like, no, wait, actually, it is good. You know what I mean? Like, you can't actually like this.
There's a difference between when you want to listen to it and when you're being, like, subjected to it by being in a public space for a long time. That's my two cents on it.
I used to work in a grocery store.
And that was just like all
of those kind of songs. But there are also songs that I look back now and I'm like, I wouldn't have ever heard that song if I hadn't worked in a grocery store. And I actually like really like. But yeah, I heard Mariah Carey. Radioactive was a big one. But yeah, Mariah Carey at Christmas time was just the most brutal experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't, if you ever worked retail or customer service, you don't need to hear that song ever again.
No.
It's a plague. It's dangerous. We're safe for another, like, 2 months probably or so.
They've
been playing
it
in September now, I swear.
It's technically a good song, but yeah, it is just, I've heard it enough times. Don't ever need to hear it again.
Nobody's brought that into record club ever either, thankfully. Mm-hmm. But we'll see.
I'm gonna make it happen.
Plenty of meetings left.
What do we get?
Oh, up next, this is something.
Speaking of variety.
Yeah, yeah. We have a good friend of the show, Count Von Count from Sesame Street, and the song is Ladybug's Picnic. Like you said, variety. I mean, just in this first playlist, we have like classic rock stuff, hardcore punk, jangle pop, and then
Sesame
the Ladybug's
Street.
Picnic. Yeah.
Sesame Street is, I mean, a cultural icon for a reason, like, it teaches kids so much, and a big part of that, as I, it does, doesn't really teach kids music or about music, but it can
instill music.
Yeah, well, it gives children their own music. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's something to be said for like learning about music from your parents and school and stuff, but a lot of that is grown-up music that kids are listening to. Mm-hmm. And Sesame Street is one of those things where it's written for kids from the beginning, and a lot of it is still really great. You know what I mean? A lot of it is still really, really enjoyable. And it lets kids experience music and have it be their thing. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, mom and dad don't want to listen to Barney or whatever, you know, but I do. And well, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like,
but yeah, it lets kids learn about music and experience music in their own way. And I think that's very important and part of like the educational mission of, you know,
right,
things like Sesame Street.
Yeah, I think
support PBS.
Yeah,
shout out PBS.
Yeah,
I do think that there is something to be said about like music made for kids in a, for lack of a better word, intelligent way.
Yeah,
sure.
Not like a cash grab kind of way. Yeah. I don't know. I'm blanking a little bit, but
when it's yeah. like unironic and yeah. you're like, I'm making good songs for children. And it's yeah. not like you said just. This kids will like the sound of this. They'll buy this crap. You know yeah. what I mean? And it's like, nah, you make something good.
Yeah,
exactly. Rolling along here.
Ooh, I'll talk about this one.
Yes,
so
you will.
I believe that I don't remember this episode or this meeting. My father may have.
Yeah, yeah,
to?
He was there because you'd like you hurt
I
your arm.
I believe this
some,
is
yeah.
when I broke my collarbone and I yeah. couldn't drive. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And my father very kindly drove me to a meeting, and it was cool. He got to play some stuff. And he played Saturday Night by the Bay City Rollers. So Bay City Rollers are a like pop band mm-hmm. From the UK from the 60s. And Bay City, you know, we're all some Michigan people here, should recognize that name. They literally chose that name by throwing a dart into a map of the United States because their label said, you need an American-sounding name. So a lot of my mother's family actually grew up in the Bay City area. So I've known about this song my entire life. It's an all-time classic. Apparently, back in the day, back in Bay City, the Bay City Rollers were predictably very well liked.
That makes sense.
And this song is just like classic kind of bubblegum pop-ish inspired. Mm-hmm. Just a good vibe. It's a lot of fun. It really kind of gets you in the mood to go out and do something too, you know. Mm-hmm. And
throwing yeah, darts at a map is hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. And it's like Bay City
of
Michigan.
All the places.
You know, plus, like you presumably they threw it and went, oh man, you almost dropped it in the lake. You know what I mean? Like, what if they were the Huron Rollers? Like the Lake Huron, whatever. Which lake is that?
That's Lake Huron.
Yeah.
I don't think
right.
Don't think that would stick.
Yeah,
as much as Bay City did.
I don't know. Yeah, Bay City's a good... Saginaw. The Saginaw Rollers. The Caucallin Rollers. You know what I mean? No. It's not
I
happening.
I think it had to have city in it to
yeah,
sound right.
You're right. It gives it a metropolitan vibe.
Yeah. Exactly. Sophisticated, almost. But, yeah. but still kind of...
Sophisticated as Bay City
with the people.
So that's one of my that song's one of my all time favorites, and fun that of all people, my dad got to contribute to the history of the record club.
Thank you to Jacob's dad.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Friend of the show.
Real friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Family of the show.
He has listened to episodes, I believe.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Hi, Jacob's dad.
How's it going? Speaking of nonsense fun songs, I'm not saying the Bay City Rollers are nonsense. I wouldn't mean that.
Of
but
course,
we have Monkberry Moon Delight off the album Ram by Paul and Linda McCartney. I mean, Paul McCartney. Let me start by saying that he's not a particularly like gifted lyricist compared to being a melody writer. He's a really great melody writer, but lyrics he's like not the best. But this song is just complete and utter nonsense. It's just, it was made up from just like stuff that his kids would say to him. Like just complete nonsense. He's like, at this time, by the way, his kids were like 3 years old. Mm-hmm. So they would just say like random nonsense to him. And he'd be like, all right, I'll put it in the song.
You know, what's great about this is we were literally talking about George Harrison earlier going, hey, rest of the Beatles, look what I can do.
Yeah.
And then Paul's going like, yeah, look what I can do.
Exactly.
And still sell a bunch of records, you know. He's one of the all-time greats for a reason.
Oh, yeah, that's the...
And I do really like this album. It's a great album. It's very, very great musically. It's touching in a lot of ways. And even some of the silly stuff is a lot of fun to listen to.
I think Ram's the album, if I didn't say it already for anybody. But again, like this record also, this was maybe my favorite Beatles-related album for a while. I'm not sure if it still is, but it's still in like my top 10 albums of all time. I haven't brought it in a hot minute. But I might bring it again sometime. Paul's on tour, by the way. He actually went to Columbus, which is near to here almost. That's only like a whole state away. I forgot to get in the queue for tickets until like 20 minutes late, and I got in there like 1,800th place. Mm. So, the cheapest ticket was there was like $850.
Oh, no.
So that's okay. No, I didn't want to see Paul McCartney anyway. It's okay. Thank you, Ticketmaster. Don't tell anybody I said that. It was a lot to think about. Anyway, moving on. On the other side of the coin here from the Beatles, we have a Beach Boys song, which has been, you know, very
staple
of the show. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've had a single episode that hasn't had at least one Beach Boys song in it. And this is all summer
mark
long.
Mark your bingo cards.
I don't have one on me. We'll get those out.
I do love the Beach Boys. I do like this song. Kind of funny that it was played literally the last day of the summer.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
That's the time for it.
But yeah,
it's a fun little song. They got the marimba intro, I like, or xylophone, whatever it is, some kind of
you gotta get the xylophone and marimbas in rock music. It's classic, you know, like Rolling Stones does it, Tom Waits does it, Violent Femmes have it in a couple songs. It's just like one of those instruments where you're like, this could sound so silly, and then you hear like Toto by Africa and you're like, oh god, this
goes
awesome.
So hard.
Yeah it's just like such a rich but like short sound. It's so great for melody, but it can still be used in harmony. It's beautiful. I like
put that on the list of things the Beach Boys did before anybody else did, I think, because this was 1964. And then that one Rolling Stones song, I think, went under my thumb. That was like a year after that. So shout out to the Beach Boys again, as I've said a billion times.
Another fixture of the record club coming up.
I'm going to stop saying Other Side of a Coin, but this is a little bit emotionally different vibe. We have Disorder by Joy Division off the album Unknown Pleasures. And this one, again, like Joy Division, New Order, they're all over these playlists. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of big Joy Division, New Order fans. I'm included in that. They're awesome band.
Before the record club ever began, I was writing for The Lookout, and I had to interview Steve. It was the first time I ever spoke to Steve, the president of LCC, Steve. And somehow we got on music and talking about Joy Division. And I remember thinking like, oh, hey, this guy's cool. You know, like, you know, you hear president of a community college and you could very easily go like, oh, geez, okay. But it was a very like eye-opening moment for me. Like, oh, no, this guy's awesome. Like, he likes Joy Division. He's great in my book. And now a good friend of mine. And yeah, I love how much Joy Division gets played at meetings. All kinds of stuff, some of the unreleased stuff that I had never bothered to like really go and find before. You know, I was a Joy Division fan, but not a super fan. And I really like how much it gets brought in, and I love this song. It's a great song.
It's wonderful. I don't have anything else to add to that. That was perfect. Thanks, Steve, friend of the show. I'll have mom with these days.
All right.
And to close this meeting out, we have War Pigs by Black Sabbath. I think this song might be one of the most played songs at Record Club, because I know that it's happened a couple other times.
Specifically, this album and Paranoid get played a lot at Record Club, and it's great. We love Black Sabbath. Obviously, a lot of people in the club really like metal and hard rock and stuff, and this is just more of the classics, like one of the all times, and love that we've played this from the beginning, and we still hear a lot of stuff. We still hear a lot of stuff just like it at meetings now.
I was just checking the list of when it's been played. It looks like it's played at like at least two other meetings. So that's awesome. This album especially. I think it was the Halloween meeting, 2023. I think I don't think it was this song, but it got two different songs by two different people got played at that meeting off of the Paranoid album.
Nice.
So, again, it's a very, very classic album. I guarantee you we'll hear it again at some point.
Yeah.
But and I think that wraps up the whole playlist for today. It was a little bit shorter than our meetings are now, But you know, a lot of good music did get in, though. I was happy about that.
Yeah, we've kept some things the same over time, and we've changed some things.
Yeah,
and, it's all great. Love it. Come to our meetings. You
come
will enjoy
meetings.
Them.
Oh, absolutely.
It's really interesting to see how things have changed, though.
Yeah, it. Like I said, like a lot of stuff changed, but like again, you look through this, you
some
see how much
stay
stuff
the
stayed
same.
The same, and you're like, oh, okay.
And that's great. That's how life is.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. But if you're interested at all in coming to any of our meetings and seeing for yourself or hearing for yourself how much it's changed and how much it stayed the same, you can check out our website, which will be linked with the show. there you'll find any of our past playlists, all of our meeting themes, upcoming meeting dates, any past podcasts we made, and anything else you'd ever really need to know about the club. It's a very great group of people, very inclusive, welcoming. Like you could tell, there's a very large variety of music to be played there.
Nobody will judge you if you bring in whatever you want.
Absolutely. We're open to anybody, any kind of music. Even if you've never collected anything at all or if you've been collecting for your entire life, it's all anybody's welcome, whether how much music knowledge you have. It's just the only thing required is you have to be interested in hearing something you haven't before.
Yeah.
So thank you all for listening in, and we hope to see you next time. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Bye. Love you. Bye-bye.